my pleasure to introduce you, Brother Fred Johnson from Calvary Baptist Ministries. He does a great and wonderful work. I'll let him do all the details so I won't mess anything up. And Brother Johnson.
I appreciate it. Well, it's good to be with you tonight. What have I done? Is that me? Where's my sound man? Huh? Have I done something wrong? Okay. Miss Bert and I drove in from Duncan, Oklahoma this afternoon, got here about 5 o'clock, a little after 5 o'clock. And Miss Bert's like a lot of other missionary wives, felt like she needed to make a real quick trip to Walmart. I don't know what's going on in Haslett, Texas, but there's more people here than I thought there was in the world. And they're all out on the street over by Walmart. But so anyway, we did get back. It's good to be with you this evening. I'm a missionary at Calvary Boys Ranch. God's allowed me over the years. I've been in the ministry to start 2 churches and pastor 3. And I can say this with all honesty. I've never been in a more exciting work than I'm involved in right now. We are in the work of snatching boys and men out of the fire. The devil is running rampant to and fro through our land today. And he is leaving in his wake wrecked and ruined lives, broken homes. But 34 years ago, God raised up a man, Brother Jerry McDonald. I was his associate in Oklahoma City. And the staff, we were good friends, Brother Lester Roloff. And we started a summer camp program in southeastern Oklahoma. And Brother Jerry used to get the staff together and said, "Fellas, we need to pray that God will send us somebody to go down to Canadian Oklahoma and start a boys' home." And week after week after week, the staff would fall on our face before God and say, "God, send us somebody. Send us somebody. Please send us somebody." And after probably 2 years of that, Brother Jerry walked in on Sunday morning staff meeting and said, "Fellas, I'm the one." So he resigned his church, had a good church, resigned his church and took his family and moved to southeastern Oklahoma and started what turned out to be Calvary Boys Ranch. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boys' lives have been eternally changed. No telling how many older men have been snatched out of the devil's grasp because that work exists there in southeastern Oklahoma. I brought a DVD that'll run 22 minutes. Gives you a good overview of the ministry. I have assured everybody I've talked to that I will fit into the program. You're normally out of here at 7 o'clock. I'll fit in that time schedule. One of the things, Brother Jerry is going through a problem right now. He has ALS, has Lou Gehrig's disease, and can't talk. He makes sign language, and he has tremors in his right hand, and he shakes when he tries to write. But through the communication, we still know that he expects those of us who represent him and the ministry to subjugate ourselves when we go into a local church and fit into your program, so I promise to do that. Let's have the DVD, and then maybe if you'll have questions afterward, we'll have a few minutes for that.
I'm Jerry McDonald. I'm pastor of the Calvary Baptist Church in Eufaula, Oklahoma. Also the director of the Calvary Boys Ranch and the ministries that are associated with it. And I want to give you a little bit of information today about the ministry. We appreciate so much churches that have been supporting this ministry for many, many years, some since the very beginning. And we really appreciate that because we know that they've made a tremendous investment in the lives of a lot of young men and men through our City of Refuge program. So through this presentation, we'll have an opportunity to share some things with you about what's going on here and about the history of the ministry of the ranch. We started the ministry, of course, after pastoring for 12 years in 1977. And since that time, we've had literally hundreds of boys come through the ministry. Now, I've had a time after time, people ask me, they say, Brother Jerry, how many have come through? I have no idea, really don't. We have never kept that kind of records, and I really don't know. But we know this, we know that literally hundreds have come through this ministry, and we've seen many, many young people's lives change. You know, we don't always successful with everyone, but one thing we know is that God's Word doesn't return void. And so every young man that's come through has got something. He's got some help. And we thank the Lord. Not only that, you know, we've seen many other ministries. And I think through the video you'll see the things that are going on here at Calvary and what God's been doing over the years and what's taking place, a little bit about it. I think most of the time people that come here are amazed and about what all is taking place because they don't realize the ministry is as big as it is and that there are as many ministries as there are. We keep in the academy. We have, of course, the academy, and then we have the City of Refuge program. We keep in the academy 40 boys, and we stay full and just packed all the time. There are boys turned away every day because we simply don't have enough room to house all of them that would like to come, and that's a shame. But we can do the best we can, and that's 40 right now. And so we're thankful for that, and I'm sure we could build and take many more boys. But one thing that we've always really tried to major on is quality. If you have too many and you're not able to really reach them and do something for them, let God work in their hearts and see a work done there, then it's just all in vain. So keeping 40 has been a good thing for us, and it's worked good for us, and we're grateful for what the Lord is doing there. There's a lot of others, of course, and some of you might say, well, there's a lot of others that need help, and there are. And we're going to help all of them that we can. I'm sure that you understand that. We're grateful for those of you that have helped us and along the way financially and in many other ways. And we couldn't do it. I mean, I've said that so many times in our newsletter. I get to where I have a hard time finding words to say to really thank you people who help faithfully support this ministry. But I tell you, we couldn't do it without you. It'd be an impossibility. So through this presentation, we want you to be able to see a little bit about those of you who support the work. You'll be able to see where your money has been going and what God is doing here. And I have no doubt in my mind that one of these days, many of you will stand at the judgment seat of Christ, and you'll get special rewards for some boys' lives and some men's lives that you don't even think about and you don't realize. You'll say, well, where did this come from? Well, it came from Calvary Boys Ranch and Calvary Baptist Ministries, no doubt about it. So I hope you'll enjoy the pictures and enjoy this video. And Lord knows that we love you and appreciate you, and we just want you to be able to see what God is doing here at Calvary.
In 1977, the Lord led Dr. Jerry McDonald and his wife Jan from their church in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, to Canadian, Oklahoma, to start the Calvary Baptist Church and the Calvary Boys Ranch. In 1984, 102 acres of wooded land just 7 miles north of Eufaula, Oklahoma, were donated to the ministry, and the ministry then moved from Canadian to the new property. At the time the land was donated to the ministry, there was just one house on the property. Several years ago, many of the supporting churches and friends of Calvary Boys Ranch donated the money to build Brother Jerry and Mrs. Jan a home here on the ranch. Besides Brother Jerry and Mrs. Jan, there are 12 more families that live on the ranch and serve the Lord full-time here at Calvary Baptist Ministries. Since moving to the current location, the Lord has allowed the ministry to purchase an additional 30 acres. Literally, hundreds of young people have passed through this ministry over the years. Many have been saved and are now serving the Lord throughout the United States and the world. This ministry is a ministry of helps to many people of all ages, It is the desire of Calvary Baptist Ministries that others may know Christ and know Him in a better way. All the ministries that make up Calvary Baptist Ministries are under the authority of Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary Baptist Church is an independent, fundamental, Bible-preaching Baptist church. Not only do we believe in Bible preaching that is true to the fundamentals of the faith, but also in a Christ-honoring music program that will stir the heart. We believe in witnessing and reaching people with the gospel of Christ through soul-winning ministries and a worldwide Faith Promise missions program. Calvary Christian Academy is one of the ministries of Calvary Baptist Ministries. The Calvary Christian Academy is for grades kindergarten through 12th grade. It is open to both boys and girls. The purpose of Calvary Christian Academy is to provide a college preparatory academic program that will serve both the student of high academic ability through an accelerated progression to college level courses, and for the student of the more modest abilities, a flexible curriculum that allows time for the mastery of fundamental concepts and skills. The Calvary Christian Boarding Academy is another ministry of the Calvary Baptist Ministries. The Calvary Christian Boarding Academy is for boys 7th grade and up. All the boys in the academy are boarded at the ranch and attend Calvary Christian Academy. We have room to board 40 young men and constantly stay full. The boys come for a minimum of 1 year. While the boys are in the boarding academy, it is our desire to provide an environment of Christian faith that will nurture Christian values such as respect for authority, Christian manhood, biblical self-image, and of Christian service. Every young man is challenged and encouraged to nurture respectfulness, discipline, leadership, and creativity. Through this ministry, many of these young men have surrendered to be pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and teachers. Here are a few testimonies of some of the young men who attended the Calvary Christian Boarding Academy.
My name is Daniel Sutherland, and I'm from California. I'm 18 years old, and I came here a year and 7 months ago. And I had the plan when I came here that I was going to leave the day I turned 18, and I didn't care about my family, I didn't care about God, I didn't care about anything. But March 10th, under the preaching of Brother Larry Brown, I got saved, and God has used me for my family, and He showed me everything that He's got for me and my plan, and I'm thankful that the blessings that He's given me and the things that He's done for me, and I'm just looking forward to all the things that God has for me.
Amen.
I'm Josiah Cooper, and I'm 18, and I've been here for the ranch for about 9 months, and I was born and grew up in Spain, a little town called Lavija, and my parents were missionaries there. They were missionaries to this town because it was famous for the drugs all across Spain. They reported on the news. It was one of the most consuming drugs of all. That's what my parents thought they were called, the mission field. And at 11 years old, I went to Houston as a furlough because of Europe came in. And then we went back to Spain to a different part of Spain called Malaga, which is where 3 million tourists sit there every summer. So my dad felt he was called there. And then at the age of 16, I moved into Buffalo, New York, and I was just living for the Lord. And I was saved in 2001, but totally away from the Lord. You know, I wasn't doing anything right. And I was doing wrong, and I got in trouble one day, and I got sent to the ranch. And coming to the ranch, and I was still doing right. I was playing the game. It was like most guys do. Just come here, they figure if they do the right, they put the right face on for a certain amount of time, they can leave. They can leave on good terms. I found out that wasn't right, and I felt inside of me something wasn't right. I felt God knocking on my heart, and then about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, I finally gave in, and I really asked God to really just do with me whatever He wanted. And ever since then, I've been blessed so much, and I can't even tell you all the things He's done for me. Just simple things like going out selling, or just reading the Bible, just knowing that God works for my life, you know. Just such a blessing, and there's nothing I can even say to explain to you how God blessed me, and I just thank you for that.
Amen. My name is Jacob Thompson. I'm 21. I'm from South Lake, Mississippi. Since I've been here, I came to City Refuge Program, and God has been working in my life. I'm thankful for the family that prayed to get me here. I'm a walking testimony for God's grace and mercy.
Amen.
He's been too good.
Amen.
I'm very undeserving. Since I've been here, I've been saved, and tonight I've been baptized.
Amen.
And the fact that I'm standing right here, it's unbelievable.
Amen.
God's too good.
Amen.
And anybody that sits here and preaching and is singing and they can't get right and they can't, I couldn't do it anymore. I did it. My first few weeks here.
Amen.
If God don't tear you up now, I'm so sorry for you.
Right.
Every time I come to church here, anytime, anything I do wrong, God tears me up.
Amen.
You can't do wrong and have walk around with a good attitude.
Right.
You can't be. I don't know, lost words. Every time I get up and try to get the testimony, I don't know what to say. I can't do it without crying. So, I mean, I'm just so blessed.
I'm
just very thankful for what God's done in my life.
Amen.
Hey, Jake, if you trusted Christ as your Savior,
yes, sir.
On your public profession of faith in Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the picture of the dead, burial, and resurrection of Christ.
Amen.
Another ministry of Calvary Baptist Ministries is the Calvary Academy Homeschool Program. Parents are instructed as to how to use the program to be able to best benefit their child. Calvary Academy uses the Accelerated Christian Education curriculum. All tests are sent to the Academy for grading, and all the student records are kept in the office. The Calvary Baptist Institute and Seminary is another ministry of the Calvary Baptist Ministries. We recognize the 1611 King James Bible as the preserved Word of God. The objective of the Calvary Baptist Institute and Seminary is to train men and women in Christian principles and practices. Bible certificates and degrees can be earned through a flexible external studies program. Certificates are available in biblical studies, and degrees are available in religious education, ministry, and theology. A student may receive a bachelor, master, or doctorate degree in various areas of ministry. This institute and seminary program is tuition-free. Credit for life experience may also be considered. If you desire further information about Calvary Baptist Institute and Seminary, catalogs are available upon request. The Calvary City of Refuge is also a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Ministries. The Calvary City of Refuge provides a place where men over the age of 18 years old can come and let the Lord Jesus Christ change their lives. Some of these men need salvation, while others just need to get their life back on track. This program makes it possible for those men who have not received their high school diploma to finish their education. The men in the City of Refuge program also have the opportunity to receive a Bible education through the Calvary Baptist Institute and Seminary. Another ministry of the Calvary Baptist Ministries is the Back to Calvary Camp Meetings. These meetings are two-day meetings and are held in different churches at least twice each month. The Back to Calvary camp meetings are designed to help the church and encourage the pastor. The preaching and singing are done by members of the Back to Calvary camp meeting team. We all go at our own expense and go anywhere we are asked. If you would be interested in having a Back to Calvary camp meeting in your church, please call Brother McDonald for more information. The Royal Sea Ranch is another ministry of the Calvary Baptist Ministries. The Royal Sea Ranch is the name of the land on which all the ministries are situated. The sea stands for Calvary. This ministry consists of our horse program and our exotic animals. We raise, train, and sell registered quarter horses. The Lord has especially blessed in the area of cutting horses. We also raise and sell different types of deer, donkeys, sheep, and cattle. Since our horse program and exotic animal program pay for themselves through the selling of their offspring, no monthly support that is received from churches is used to finance this ministry. But at the same time, the selling of these animals helps to supply the needed finances to operate the boys' ranch. All the animals are taken care of by the young men in the boarding academy. This is a wonderful tool in teaching the young men to work hard and to be responsible. The Back to Calvary Tours is another ministry of the Calvary Baptist Ministries. In March of each year, Brother Jerry and Mrs. Jan McDonald host a tour to the Holy Land. This trip is an unforgettable opportunity to walk with friends in the footsteps of Jesus. This trip will change your life. If you are interested in going on this tour, please ask for a free brochure. Calvary Baptist Ministries also offers 4 weeks of youth camps. These summer camps are available for young people who are in the 5th through 12th grades. We have beautiful air-conditioned dormitories for the campers to stay in while they are here for camp. This ministry has seen many boys and girls come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The preaching is aimed at helping the young people to become what God planned for them to become. When they are not in services, the young people can enjoy many types of activities. They can go horseback riding, shoot arrows, play kickball, horseshoes, or cowboy bumper ball. They also get to see many different types of wildlife here at the ranch. For more information about the Royal Sea Ranch Summer Camp, please ask for a camp brochure. Calvary Industries is also a part of Calvary Baptist Ministries. Through Calvary Industries, we are able to produce products that can be sold and the money can be used for special projects here at the ranch. The metal shop produces swings, and our candle shop produces beautiful scented candles. If you are interested in selling Calvary candles, we now have distributorships available. Our new printing ministry, Calvary Printing, is now printing beautiful full-color gospel tracts and other gospel literature. These beautiful tracts are now available to churches and can be ordered by calling us here at Calvary Printing. It is also our desire to print these full-color tracts in different languages for missionaries around the world. We will print and send these tracts to missionaries free of charge. We are now raising money to be able to buy the paper to print and send these much-needed gospel tracts to the missionaries. Calvary Baptist Ministry also publishes the monthly Royal Sea Ranch newsletter. It is a way of keeping in touch with our supporting churches and friends. Many have asked that we publish our needs and let folks know how things are going. Schedules of different meetings here at Calvary and where we're going to be preaching are listed in this newsletter. This will keep you well informed of what is happening here at Calvary. Finances are very important to the running of Calvary Baptist Ministries. Financing comes from local churches that support the ministry on a regular basis, from friends who support our Holding the Ropes program, from products we produce, our horse and animal program, books and tapes, and other love offerings we receive. Would you take a moment now and please listen to the Calvary Baptist Church Youth Choir as you watch what the Lord has done since the beginning of the ministry in 1977 until today. As you can see, the Calvary Baptist Ministries are far-reaching, and we need your help to continue on. If you already support the ministry, this presentation shows you what the Lord has done with your support. If you do not already support this ministry and would like to, please contact us and let us know. We would count it a privilege to be part of your missions program. Thank you for taking the time to watch this presentation. We hope and pray that it has been a blessing to you.
Can I get by down here? Am I okay? I have watched that thing, honey. We've seen that thing hundreds of times. And without exception, I just sit there and my heart rate picks up. And I noticed a while ago I had a smile on my face. You know why? Whenever people look at this, they see Calvary Boys Ranch. Whenever I look at it, I see individual boys. I don't know whether you noticed that we had there was a picture there where it showed two or three guys in cap and gown in the blue cap and gown. The one who had a smile about the size of Haslett, Texas, is a young fellow by the name of Joy Melton, and that doesn't mean anything to you, I'm sure, but Joy came when he was 12 years old. They made an exception because his mom. He and his mom went to our church there at the ranch. Normally, they have to be 13, but we took Joy at 12. Single mom. He was disobedient, rebellious, and just basically infested with the stupids. And so he came at 12 and stayed for 6 years and graduated from our school. And Joy's one of those success stories, you know. And he graduated, went through the program, graduated, and I guess probably Joy has stayed longer than anybody else in the boarding academy, but went off to Bible school for a year, and that's what Brother Jerry asked the graduates to do, just to go for a year, just give God a chance to speak to him. Anyway, went for a year. He's now moved back to McAllister with his mom. He's got a good job and working and active in his church. He just being a good guy. Well, if you'd have known him back when we had him at 12 and 13 and 14 and 15 and 16, and at 16, I really thought we were going to nail the lid shut on the box that we kept him in. Can anybody identify with 16-year-olds? But we got him through it. He lived through it, and he graduated, and now a productive member of a Baptist church there. Let me tell you this one. I promise here in just a minute I'm going to get to questions. Did you happen to notice the big, tall guy that Brother Jerry was baptizing? Those of you that know him. That's a young man by the name of Jason Herndon. Do you all know Jason? Anybody? Does that ring a bell? That name doesn't ring a bell. Jason's mom called one day and talked to Brother Tim Knight, Brother Jerry's assistant. And Miss Herndon said, is there any way y'all can take Jason? Jason's 17 years old, senior in high school. She said, is there any way you can take Jason? The husband and I cannot go to church at the same time. Jason would break in the house and steal stuff. Isn't that something? So we made room for him. Jason came. And sure enough, God got a hold of his heart and changed him. And he finished, graduated there, went off to Bible school. Jason Herndon is now a missionary to the American Indian. Lord have mercy. Is that good?
Amen.
Now, you know, people say, well, Brother Fred, y'all just want those guys to come down there and make preachers out of them. No, we're not in that business. That's God's business. All we want to do is have a chance to snatch them out of the fire.
Amen.
Then give God a chance to do with them whatever He wants to do. You know, Lord knows we need more good laymen in our Baptist churches.
Amen.
Somebody that'll support their preacher and bring their tithes and offerings into the storehouse. Amen?
Amen.
So, but God does call some of them to preach, and boy, that's exciting. Let me ask you real quick. Anybody got have questions? Questions. One of the questions that's asked almost every place we go, well, Fred, how much does it cost to take care of a boy? I can tell you this, that's part of my background is in administration. It costs $3,100 a month to take care of a boy. $3,100 a month. Now, there's some, maybe some people, I mean, I know there are. There are some other denominations, and I guess they have that kind of money. We don't find that many independent Baptist folks who got $3,100 a month to spend for a boy to go to away to a boarding academy. Well, what do the parents do? They do what they can do. They just do what they can do. And people like Miss Burt and I, brother in his prime, Brother Jerry used to go out and preach meetings. All of those love offerings and then all the support. There's about 200 churches scattered across the United States that regularly send in regular monthly support. And so it's everybody doing what they can that allows us to do what God's called us to do. Someplace recently asked, Brother Fred, why are the, y'all forgive me a minute here, I just got a new toy and I'm trying to get it set while I'm here. What was I say? Then I didn't say any more than that. But maybe it'll come back to me. I bet it was good. I wonder what it was. Any questions? Not a single question? Yes, sir.
How long has your refuge been in place?
City of Refuge?
Yes, sir.
Boy, what a question. What a question. City of Refuge is a program for fellows over 18. We can only keep the boys in the academy until they reach 18. Once they have, just like right now, we have a boy in the academy because he's not ready to graduate, but he can't live in the dormitory with the boys under 18. So we have that, I don't know whether you know it or not, that tan, long tan building. We built for the City of Refuge. The program itself goes back to, I believe, 79 or 80. Does Bill Marshall, the name Bill Marshall, ring any bells? Okay, some know Brother Bill Marshall. Brother Bill Marshall was the very first man in the City of Refuge program. Miss Pan, his wife, brought him down and said, Brother Jerry, Brother Bill has been through all every state program that they have to offer, and he'll get out. He had a drug problem, and he said, Miss Pan said he'll get out. He'll act right for about a month, and then he'll start drifting away. And it's not another month, and he's right back out in the same junk. She said, I've had it. I'm gonna take the two girls, and I'm gonna put him on the street. Brother Jerry said, if God will get a hold of his heart, we'll give him one more chance. Long story short, she said, yes, she would. Bill came. Bill was mean. He was just plain mean. Now, if you know him, you can tell him I said that. Fred Johnson said, and he won't deny it. He's mean. And so he would get in there and he'd come up and he'd hit a wall, which they all do, don't they? Yeah, he hit a wall and he said, I'm leaving. And did you notice that before picture in there had that metal gate that said pitchfork up on top of it? That was the old place, and that's where Brother Bill came. And if you can remember that drive, the entry there in that drive, Bill got mad over in the dormitory where we were staying, and he said, I'm leaving this place. And he started walking. Brother Jerry heard about it and got out in front of him. And Bill's walking toward the gate to leave, and Brother Jerry's right in his face, and he's preaching to him. He said, Bill, you can't leave. It's too important. Your life's at stake. Your home's at stake. Your girls are at stake. It's too much stuff. You can't do it. You can't wreck it. You can't walk away from it. Bill said, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I am not putting up with this. You're not going to tell me what to do. Isn't it always something about authority and submission? He said, you're not, Brother Jerry, preaching to him as he backed up. And he backed up. He said, and Brother Jerry told him, he said, now, Bill, when we get to the gate, you're going to have to whip me. You are not leaving here unless you go over me. This is back when he was prime. I don't think Bill could have taken him. But he kept backing up, backing up, backing up. And about the time he got to the gate, Bill fell to his knees. And the Holy Ghost had broken his heart. And that was the turning point for Brother Bill Marshall. Now pastor of the Temple Baptist Church in St. Joseph, Missouri. God used him as an evangelist all over the United States for years. That came out of that city of refuge. Has it been worth it? Yes, indeed. Has it been worth it? Yes, indeed. If it was just one, it would be worth it. But Lord, we've had so many. What a good question about the city of refuge. Anything else? Anything else? Now, I've got 12 minutes. I'm going to preach if you don't have any questions. Okay. Take your Bible then. What am I going to do for 12 minutes? I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Take your Bible and find the book of Matthew, please. Matthew chapter number 26. Matthew 26. I'm going to give you three real quick things. Because I've already promised I'm going to have you out at 7. Three real quick things. I tell you what, this is not how I do, but I'm going to do it tonight. I'm not going to read this passage. Two reasons. One's the sake of time, but that's secondary. Primarily because you are very familiar with this passage. This is a passage when the Lord Jesus has left the upper room. They have made that little trip over across the Brook Kidron up the side of the hill of the Mount of Olives and then into the Garden of Gethsemane. And this is that occasion. Now, I want you to notice just two or three things. Look with me, if you please, at verse number 37. And he took with him, he's now going into the garden proper, he said he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, being James and John, being sorrowful, very heavy. And he saith unto him, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed. Let me give you three things that will help you when things really get tough. I'm going to suggest to you, my opinion, I'm not going to go to war. My opinion is that this is the heat of the battle in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that this was more intense and had more depth and more detail in his battle than when they nailed him to the cross. Once he came out of the garden, he was set like a stone to the altar there on Mount Calvary. But this battle that raged while he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, I think, teaches us three things. Three things to help us when things really, really, really get bad. The first is serious supplication. Serious supplication. The Lord Jesus, if you go back and read, and I just don't have time, but if you go back and read, the Lord Jesus left the disciples. He went into the entire interior of the garden to pray. Then he came back and he found the disciples asleep. And he stirred them a little bit and he said, you need to watch and pray. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went back into the interior of the garden. And the Bible says he prayed the same thing. And then he comes back a second time and he finds the disciples asleep again. And then he stirs them again. And then he went back into the garden on a third time and prayed, the Bible says, the same words. What are we talking about? We're talking about the second person of the Godhead. We're talking about He whose prayers were always heard and always answered. And yet on three different occasions, he went into the interior, he fell on his face before God, and he prayed. And Luke said that he agonized in prayer to the point that his perspiration looked like great drops of blood falling to the ground. That's not, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Amen? Amen? That's serious supplication. Say, what are you saying, brother? I'm saying whenever the going gets tough, we better find time to pray. Amen. Is that the lesson there? Sure it is. Serious supplication. Let me give you another thing that I think we see here. And that is simple submission. Simple submission. Look again in your Bible. And let me see if I can find it. Oh, look in verse 39. You went a little farther. Fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Now, let me say something. I don't have any idea what this cup is. I think if we needed to know, it would have been clearly spelled out in the Bible. But I do know it was a cup. I don't know whether it was figurative or literal. I've heard this theory, and I've heard that theory, and I've had heard the other theory. I don't know exactly what this cup was. One thing I'm convinced of, there was never any question in the life and the mind of the Lord Jesus about Him going to the cross. He was not wrestling with whether or not He ought to go to the cross. No, that was settled out before the foundation of the world. So it wasn't that. Wasn't whether or not He was going to die as the eternal sacrifice for the sins of fallen man. That wasn't the issue. Whatever this cup was, it was something dreadful. And the Lord Jesus said, if it's any other way, let it pass away. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. What is that? That simple submission. You know what we independent Baptists tend to do? Complicate this business of following God. Complicating it. We think because God's omniscient, and He is, He does know everything. And we think because God is so wise and so intelligent that He can't deal with us. Yes, He can. He's like the old preacher of another day that just in his sermons he puts the cookies down on the bottom shelf so everybody can get to them. That's the way God deals with you and me. You know why? He remembers that we're dust. Yeah. Simple submission. What does that mean? That means just take your hands off your life. Let me tell you something. Simple submission will work when your flesh fails. Yeah. And your flesh will fail you. But if we just say, okay, this is my course. I'm going to submit myself. I'm going to yield to the direction that God gives me. It does not matter what direction it takes. I'll discern His leadership and follow it, just like the Lord Jesus did. It'll work when your flesh fails. Let me give you another thing. It'll work when your friends fail. I think he took three of the giants in there with him. Peter, James, and John. If I was going to pick out three of my favorites out of the 12, those are the guys I'd name. Peter, James, and John. Peter takes a lot of heat because he started sinking in the water. Yeah, but he still went farther than anybody else. He's the only one with the guts to get out and follow him. Yeah, I don't pick on Peter. James and John, I like those guys. You know, they offered to solve a problem that they had. Somebody's giving them trouble, and they, you know what? Their suggestion was, God just send down fire from heaven and just engulf them. Well, that's a decent solution sometimes. Peter, James, and John, but here it is, and I personally think that they had a unique relationship with the Lord Jesus. I mean, they did go with Him farther in the garden. They were there on the Mount of Transfiguration. They were there when Jairus' child was raised. I think they had an unusual relationship. But in His greatest hour of need, in His greatest single hour of need, His friends failed. You know what else I thought? This simple submission will work whenever your fortune fails. I thought about Job, the old giant from the Old Testament. Job went to bed one day, a very wealthy man. Great family. Got up the next day, and before the sun went down, before he retired that next day, he had lost everything. He had lost everything. But I remember reading the book. It said, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. What is that? That's simple submission. That's just a line. That's just taking your hands off of your life and saying, God, do with me what You will. You say, well, will you be successful? Oh, yeah. See, I'm not convinced at all that God measures success in checkbooks and bank balances. I think God tends to deal more with the peace of God that passes all understanding. And I'll suggest to you that you only find that in the center of the perfect will of God. Well, what else do we have? Well, we have serious supplication, and we have simple submission. I thought I had a third one in here somewhere. Anybody know where it is? Must be time to quit. two things. You say, well, Brother Fred, you promised us three. Well, okay, I gave you two. I'll suggest to you, if you'll just get a hold of the two, they'll help you the next time you have to go through a storm. Amen. So, Brother Fred, storms are already passed. Oh. No. There's a giant laying in a bed up in Eufaula, Oklahoma, in a log house, whose body is just withering away. I talked to him 2 days ago. He said, Brother Fred, I just wish I could go home. He said, I say he said that. Let me clarify. He really didn't just say that. He took his little marker and he wrote out home. Miss Jan said, Brother Fred, he just wants to go home. And he'll get to one of these days. He's my hero. 40 years he and I have been friends. I don't understand that. Why him? Why him? You say, well, you ought to have more faith. I understand that. And I still ask, find myself asking, why him? Lord, here's a man that's dedicated his life to helping others. You know, I stood up in front of our church. And I told our church when we were going through this, really when it first surfaced, I said, I guess God knows that some of us need to watch a giant go through a very horrendous storm of life and see how it is he trusts the Lord. You know what his testimony is? His testimony is, God knows what he's doing. Yeah. And if God has given me this path to walk, I'll just walk it. Amen. Because at the end of it, is my home in heaven.
Amen.
Two things that will help you when you're going through a storm. Let's bow our heads. Father, I sure thank you for your grace and mercy. Lord, I'm amazed every single time that we open your word. We look into it and we search the unsearchable riches of Christ. And Father, for a few minutes tonight, we just looked into that majestic portrait that you left for us in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Lord, in that portrait you left us some tools that if we'll put them into practice will help us in our daily life. Now, Father, I don't know what you want to accomplish in the midst of these dear folk tonight. I just pray that you'll finish the message in every heart and every life. In Jesus' name, amen. Stand with me if you will, please. The instrument.